Welcome to CSEK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CSEK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CSEK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CSEK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CSEK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CSEK News. This week, the Federal Department of Fisheries and Oceans announced they will be providing $12 million for six projects in British Columbia under the Aquatic Ecosystems Restoration Fund. Majority of these funds will go to the Nature Trust of British Columbia. However, numerous projects from across the province will be funded, including salmon restoration projects here in the Skeena region and the Bulkley Valley, through the Skeena Knowledge Trust, a nonprofit focused on scientific data collection and education in communities across the region. The $12 million is in addition to $75 million announced last year by the federal government for the program over the next 5 years. Since 2016, more than $3.5 billion has been provided to the Oceans Protection Plan by the federal government, making it one of the largest investments in Canada ever for protecting coasts and waterways across the country. More than $300,000 will be provided over the next 4 years to the Skeena Knowledge Trust to create a comprehensive salmon-specific project registry that will provide an overview of all completed aquatic-based salmon restoration projects across the Skeena River watershed and estuary. Today, we'll speak with Johanna Feltz, coordinator for the Skeena Knowledge Trust. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Johanna Feltz, and I'm joining you from the Skeena Knowledge Trust. And we're a not-for-profit national charity, and our focus is on the Skeena watershed, and our main purpose is to maintain the Skeena Salmon Data Center, and this is intended to be the most comprehensive source of information on wild Pacific salmon within the Skeena watershed.
Great, Johanna. Thanks so much for being with us on CSEK News. Of course, you mentioned a bit of it there. You work with the Skeena Knowledge Trust, and they have just received just over $300,000 from a DFO and a number of initiatives that DFO is trying to fund. Maybe tell me a little bit about some of the projects that the Skeena Knowledge Trust works on, and what will this money go towards in particular?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're pretty excited about the Aquatic Ecosystems Restoration Fund. We're working with DFO on, and so like you mentioned, this is total funds of just over $300,000, and it is a four-year project, so these funds are spread out across 4 years from 2023 through to 2027. And as our focus at the Skeena Knowledge Trust is a lot of focuses on pulling together information for different organizations so they can do better planning around salmon-related projects and aquatic-related projects. So the purpose of the project is to help the information gap when it comes to finding out or searching for what types of projects have been completed across the watershed, or what sort of projects are in the planning phases, or, you know, particularly what's been completed. And so that's a fairly significant information gap across the Skeena watershed, and this project is designed to fill that gap.
Yeah, no doubt. I know the Skeena Knowledge Trust, the data comes from a lot of the scientific work that is done in the region. Maybe tell me a little bit more, elaborate on what is some of what the Skeena Knowledge Trust does. You have a couple of platforms that basically collects and communicates this information on databases that people can look up. Tell me a little about the platforms and how would people use this information, and why did the Skeena Knowledge Trust feel that it's important?
Yeah, sure, Dan. So one of our main focuses is to maintain the Skeena Salmon Data Center, and this is a repository of information It contains reports, linkages to other useful information, and this is a really critical tool used by a lot of organizations across the SCINA when they're planning for projects, or particularly a lot of our work has an emphasis on providing information to folks who are involved in land use planning decisions. So for example, we work with, for example, the Calum Plan Implementation Committee. So that's sort of a subcommittee of a larger planning process that was already completed. And they were looking at old growth issues. And we were able to work with that organization and provide some base information and also some spatial tools that allowed them to view and visualize information and help make more sound decisions. One of the things the SCINA Knowledge Trust likes to do is sort of facilitate watershed stewardship, and we do that by working with some of the local groups in the watershed, such as the Tai'i Lake Protection Society, and we have worked with the groups to sort of help them move their information into sort of this data portal, SCINA Salmon Data Center, and that allows them to further their water stewardship work, so they can add their water quality information into the data hub and help communicate that information out to the public when they're dealing with stewardship issues.
Yeah. I also know that I've used it a few times to take a look at the maps portal that the SCINA Knowledge Trust has on your website. And these are always great because it's, you know, it's a visual tool that helps you kind of look to see what is actually happening on the land base around the region. You know, like the Kispiox River, the Babeen, you know, these kind of very important watersheds to the region. Tell me a little about that portal. When were these maps developed? And, you know, what is kind of the main use here? Because these are obviously publicly accessed. So who are kind of the main customers, you could call them, that use this type of information in this map portal?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our map portal is sort of like the spatial side of the data hub. And we tend to work very closely with organizations across the SCINA watershed that are either working on a project that involves that requires some sort of mapping components to it. So, for example, in our SCINA Maps portal, we have a project called the Glaciers and Potential Salmon Habitat in Northwest BC. So it's a very, we worked with Coast Mountain College on this one and the Bulkley Valley Research Center. And this is a display of the glaciers across the region, potential mining interests, and potential salmon habitat and how these different pieces overlap. So it's a very visual tool to help sort of communicate out that interaction and those relationships.
I guess just the last thing for you, Johanna. Obviously, you know, a lot of this information is more important now than ever, keeping track, you know, of kind of what's going on in the watershed. There's so many shifting baselines, but there's a lot of really great science work going on. You know, what is your hope going forward with the SCINA Knowledge Trust? And, you know, if you could describe it to people who may not have heard of it, you know, what is it and how can people access and take part?
Yeah, we certainly are very open to community groups reaching out and participating in, sort of integrating us into their knowledge activities or their information needs. So, for example, smaller community groups, you know, if they have quite a few research projects that they're wanting to communicate out to the public, you know, we're a really good resource to help them do that, to sort of elevate the work that they're doing.
And just the last thing for you, Johanna, going forward, what's your hope for the SCINA Knowledge Trust?
Well, I think looking forward now, Dan, you know, we've been in existence for 5 years, and our first goal was to build the SCINA Salmon Data Center and the SCINA Maps portal to provide those tools to the community so we can make sure that the information out there is easy to find, to access, to communicate out. And now sort of, you know, I think we're looking ahead at deepening our community engagement to really helping put these tools to use now with different community groups across the organization.
All right. Great. Well, we'll leave it there for now, Johanna, but thanks so much for your insights today and good luck with the Skin and Knowledge Trust.
Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Knowledge Trust. And yeah, if anyone has any questions, please reach out. We're at info@skinatrust.ca.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.